So, let's dive into the latest buzz in the AI world. This week was all about AI agents, especially Claude and OpenAI, with a flurry of discussions and developments around these tools. Several videos highlighted the use of Claude code for various tasks, from automating SEO meta tags to reviewing pull requests. Brian Kasel, in his video, How I Build Agents That Work the Night Shift, showed us how to automate repetitive tasks while we sleep or focus on other activities. He broke it down into three parts: a common interface, human feedback in short sessions, and an agent with a specific skill. Kasel gave two examples from his own business: an agent that checks and improves SEO meta tags on his website, and another that reviews pull requests in his open source projects on GitHub. He emphasized designing systems upfront and treating agents as team members who can work independently. This approach is great for both beginners and advanced users looking to integrate AI agents into their workflows. Alex Finn also had a lot to share. In his video, Live, the Greatest Claude Code Workflow Ever, he demonstrated a detailed workflow integrating multiple tools like Slack, Linear, GitHub, and Claude Code. This setup aimed to boost productivity, track changes, and organize development. Finn also discussed his personal experiences and challenges, sharing insights on the importance of perseverance and the use of AI tools like Claude Code and Codex. Finn didn't stop there. He also explored the capabilities of Hermes Agent, showcasing how to set it up on a local model with NVIDIA DGX Spark to create a 24/7 AI employee. He demonstrated three use cases: a daily report on AI stocks for beginners, repurposing YouTube video content for advanced users, and vibe coding a to-do list app. The focus was on the advantages of local models, such as cost effectiveness, privacy, customizability, and educational value. Leon Van Ziel took it a step further by building a full stock investment app from scratch using open code, demonstrating the power of open source tools. His video, Codex CLI Tutorial, Build an AI Image Studio from Scratch, walked us through the process, showing how to create a Next.js project, set up a Docker database, and design a user-friendly interface for generating images. Speaking of open source, Finn also compared Hermes Agent and OpenClaw, highlighting Hermes's reliability, self-improvement, and user-friendliness. He demonstrated Hermes's capabilities with three use cases: discovering new AI tools, proactive daily check-ins, and creating AI-generated videos. The AI world saw some significant alliances too. Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI teamed up, with Anthropic gaining access to SpaceX's Colossus 1 cluster. This partnership aims to enhance Anthropic's ability to develop and train AI models, potentially leveling the playing field with OpenAI, which has been dominant with Codex. But it's not all smooth sailing. GitHub has been facing reliability issues, partly due to the increasing load from AI agents using the platform as a free resource. Mitchell Hashimoto, creator of tools like Vagrant and Terraform, even decided to move his open source projects off GitHub due to these issues. Alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut are gaining traction as potential replacements. Amidst all this, the video, GitHub is having some major issues right now. By the Code Report highlighted the current problems and challenges faced by GitHub, the primary platform for software development. The video pointed out that GitHub has been experiencing massive reliability issues, including frequent outages, disappearing pull requests, and non-functional search features. The video attributed these issues to the increasing load on the platform from AI agents using it as a free resource. As an example, the video mentioned Mitchell Hashimoto, the creator of tools like Vagrant and Terraform, who decided to move his open source projects off GitHub after months of dealing with these outages. The video also discussed alternatives to GitHub, such as GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut, which could serve as potential options for developers looking to host their projects elsewhere. Despite the issues with GitHub, the video emphasized that there are still many options available for developers to host their projects. Back to the AI agents, Brian Kasel also discussed why you might need Claude Code's server mode. In his video, Why You Need Claude Code Server Mode, he showed how Claude Code can use locally installed skills that aren't available in the cloud-based version. This makes the local version more flexible, allowing tasks that require access to local files and directories. Kasel didn't stop there. He also explored why every AI coding tool is converging on plan mode. In his video, Why Every AI Coding Tool is Converging on Plan Mode, he demonstrated how three different tools, Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex, can be used for plan-driven development. He started with a basic product requirements document for a customer portal and showed how each tool can create an implementation plan from this document. Kasel highlighted the convergence of these tools towards plan-driven workflows, which simplifies and standardizes development. But let's not forget about the other tools in the mix. Fireship's video, Every Operating System Concept in One Video, gave us a deep dive into how an operating system works, from the moment you hit the power button to shutting down. It covered everything from the bootloader to virtual memory and system calls. And then there's the security aspect. The video, 732 Bytes of Python Just Borked Every Linux Machine on Earth, discussed a critical security vulnerability in the Linux kernel, known as copy fail. This flaw, which has been around since 2017, allows a local user to gain root access by writing 4 bytes into the page cache of a read-only file. The video emphasized the importance of updating systems and the role of AI in discovering such vulnerabilities. Among all the talk about AI agents and open source tools, WorldUF AI brought us some exciting updates. Their video Hermes Agent V2.0, huge new updates, web UI, Qwen 3.6 plus free, computer use, and more, showcased the latest features of Hermes Agent, including a new web UI, integration with Alibaba's Qwen 3.6 plus, and a computer use feature that allows Hermes to control the computer in the background. The video also introduced a new Kanban board for managing tasks and a goal command for long-term autonomous goal modes. And let's not forget about the drama. The video Anthropic and Elon Just Teamed Up to Take Down OpenAI discussed the strategic alliance between Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI, marked by a significant computational power deal. This partnership aims to enhance Anthropic's ability to develop and train AI models, potentially challenging OpenAI's dominance. But the drama doesn't end there. The video, Claude's New Infinite Context Window Model, Doubled Rate Limits, Multi-Agent Coordination, and More, summarized the key announcements from the Anthropic Developer Conference, focusing on AI coding agents, agent workflows, and the future of software engineering with Claude. The conference introduced a new dreaming feature that allows agents to review past sessions and improve future decisions, as well as multi-agent orchestration and significantly increased rate limits for cloud code. And finally, let's talk about the future. The video, Hermes Agentic OS is the Future, introduced Hermes Agent as a persistent autonomous system that can run 24/7 on your own infrastructure. It can build long-term memories, develop reusable skills, and gain a deeper understanding of the user over time. The video showed how Hermes Agent, combined with Ion UI, can evolve into an agent-based operating system capable of managing multiple autonomous AI agents that can handle complex multi-step tasks without constant human supervision. So, that's the AI world this week, a mix of innovations, alliances, and a bit of drama. Stay tuned for more updates and insights into the ever-evolving landscape of AI.